Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
16 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
15 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Mostly clear.
14 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Partly cloudy.
16 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
18 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
18 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
17 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
20 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
22 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
25 degrees.
N8LJN mobile monitoring.
Hi, Mike. I'm just calling to pick up some steel in Flint for a barn project. And I'm getting ready for tomorrow's event there at the Rindris's to do that little talk on communication preparedness. And how about you? What you up to? guess you're going to Alro, because that's the supplier I used when I was building sawmills. I'm out here running some errands and doing a little bit of shopping, and then I'm going to get back home, and I got a couple of jobs I got to hit, one out in Flint today, and then I'm going to grab a few things here while I'm in town, furnace parts for ductwork. I got to grab a 6-inch cap. I'm going to have to miss that tomorrow. I'm pretty depressed about it, actually, Larry. I really wanted to see the presentation, and I'd like to see how you're going to do net, if it's net control or round table, or I would imagine you're running net control, right?
Yes, I borrowed the FRS radios from the club for purposes of just doing a simple little net, and we do this for the technician training, and it seems to be very effective in getting people comfortable with talking on the air. And so we're doing that. It's not going to be ham oriented. It's going to be just kind of just FRS, GMRS oriented, friendly kind of net. So that's going to be kind of fun. And then I'll do my usual kind of grid down preparedness, what are your options with radio kind of chat. So I'm looking forward to it. It's always fun to teach, and glad to have the opportunity. And it's very nice of Gary and Tammy to open up the homestead to our event, and greatly appreciate everything they do for us. Anything else, JS?
38 OLE. I had Scott out there, so I kind of owe him. The programming that he done was in a rush, so we're going to build up that programming for, we're going to have a couple different types of programming. We're going to do one for analog and one that includes digital. And then strictly GMRS, we're going to do a couple different ways of doing it. We're going to stick with most of them, the southeast corner of the state. And then, we're going to include as much as we can. But, I kind of missed you there. But I owe him, so we're doing in Flint, we're doing a trivial thing at a bar. He wants me along on his team for this trivia thing. I'm like, oh no, I hope this guy don't get his hopes up too much.
Well, you seem like a pretty knowledgeable guy, Mike, and I would certainly want you on my Trivial Pursuit team. It's going to be a nice event, I think. For some reason, I don't know that I've met Scott. At first I thought it was Scott and his XP, but it's not. And so once I understood that, I was like, I probably have seen this guy before, but I look forward to meeting him. He seems very enthusiastic, and I look forward to helping him out as much as I can. I am going to try to do a little programming after I get done with my portion of the program. Do you happen to know what radio he has?
Well, we are working on a few different radios right now. We're looking at the UV, the Quansheng. We bought a bunch of clones, and it takes a separate board. You cut off the FM chip out of it, and then you solder a second board to them. And Amazon is running a deal. Amazon Prime, you can get two of them for $33. And they cover the ham stuff. I mean, they receive everywhere, down to, I think you can receive into 40 meters, but they're not all mode transmit, which is what I want on 2 and 440. But he has a couple different types of radios. He's a new ham still, but he does a lot of computer tech work for his job, and so he glommed right onto that. But we've got I can send you a link, Larry. Somebody shot me your phone number. I could probably get a hold of you and text you a few things, too, or find you on Facebook if you're on there.
Yeah, I'm also on QRZ, so feel free to send an email through that. If you got my phone number, text me, And I'll shoot you back the presentation that I deliver for this little thing. It's kind of evolved over the last couple of years, but it's really set up to just give people the lay of the land of what is radio and what are their capabilities given what are your needs. And so I'm happy to send that on. Thanks, I would appreciate that link. I am familiar with the Quan Sheng. I want to say it's a UVK5 or K6. And I actually got four of those. My wife, of all people, was interested in getting connected with her friends. And so we've got those set up and programmed and familiar with that. I'll give it a whirl tomorrow. The K5 is the one they've got, they're running a promo on, but it's not an actual Quan Sheng, it's a clone, it's a Chinese clone of a Chinese radio. Oh my goodness, we are cloning everything. Yeah, I had an interesting feed on video on my YouTube feed. It was China fakes everything. And they show different things that are imitations of the real deal. So I did notice, my wife sent me a link from Scott, and I did notice that was not a Quan Sheng, but something different. They used to say model number. So yeah, I'm optimistic that we can do something to get it programmed.
It's the same board and chirp, the original Quan Sheng model number, the program works. They don't guarantee it, but it works. I've already flashed a couple of them. I'd like to get somebody with Prime so I could get a couple more. I wanted to buy $100 worth, but they're limited to 1 2-pack per customer. And I don't know how much longer that sale's going to run, but I'll tell you what. $16.50 for each radio isn't bad, especially when you plan on just gutting them and soldering another board to the thing, you know.
I didn't quite catch what you're doing with the soldering the board. What feature are you adding to it that it does not have?
Cutting the FM chip off, and there's different mods for them. You're cutting the FM chip off of it, and you're putting a different synthesizer on there to do all modes, single sideband. So this will get us on single sideband on 2 meters and 440. Plus it receives way, way down into HF, and this gets you all modes. You could transmit, but you wouldn't want to do it without some type of external filtration to kill the harmonics. And I would like to see it on a scope, you know, on a spectrum analyzer, too.
I see. Well, you're way beyond me. The radio I'm talking on the two with, I had to remove a resistor to get this to do crossband repeat, but that's about the extent of my electronic soldering projects. I'm good at wiring. I can solder wire now. But then again, you know, hey, if it doesn't go well, yeah, $16, no big deal. NALJN.
Maybe it'll, that's the concept. You're not going to be out much if it don't work, and you only do one of them. And I got jeweler's loops, stereo and monaural, like a work loops for grafting honeybee eggs for making queen cells. So it's not like I'll have a problem being able to see it, but I shake a little bit, but I am going blind. Slowly but surely I'm going blind, but with those loops I'll be able to see it right down to microscopic level, and then I'll just sharpen an iron up and run a, you know, temp controlled iron. Or Gary's got a hot air iron, but yeah, me and Scott haven't figured out which mod we're going to do, but they're like $10 to $15 for the mod. You can watch videos on them, but gladly have you along for that ride for sure.
Yes, there's so much to this hobby and service that we could be doing. I've got boxes of projects in the radio room that I need to finish up, so I need to focus on that. But boy, that's a very interesting mod you're doing there.
Wish you luck on that. And that's very nice of you to introduce these people to these kinds of capabilities. Pretty cool. All mode on a handheld. NAWN.
Yeah, like I said, probably need some band filtration. I got to run into the store here. I'm at Aldi's, and this is where I get my best deal on apples. I like a certain type of apple, and they've got them here reasonable, usually. And sometimes they got them that just taste like nothing but the wax they're coated with to keep the bugs off of them. But, yeah, we're going to do some antenna projects over there. I don't know how many will be interested in those over at Gary and Tammy's house, but we're I want to do some stuff. Hey, what license? Are you in general yet or advanced, or what are you?
I'm a general. Yeah, I was waiting for the new test, whatever they call it, pack or revision, to go to amateur, but you know, or to go to extra, rather. But I'm going to wait on that. I just got too much going on right now, and I'm finding that it's helping a lot to just learn more by doing projects to understand radio. So that's what I'm focusing on right now, is getting some of these projects done, learning more so that when I get my extra, I'll really appreciate it, I think. So that'll be that. Enjoy your visit to Aldi. I always find Aldi a very interesting and enjoyable store, especially this time of year. You can get your Glühwein, okay? So Glühwein is very important in the holiday. And I'll be clear on your final. NAWN.
Yeah, we're going to do mag loop stuff and possibly J-Pol for 10. I don't know. I've got some other ideas. I've got 2-meter and 440 transverters from Ukraine or Russia that I've got to set up. And we got to get Gary and Tammy on HF. And my buddy Phil and Scott wants to jump to general, like right now. He's probably going to do it over the holiday. But, yeah, don't mess with that extra until that new pool comes in, and just knock it out, blast it, knock it out, and then you've got plenty of time in your life to go back and review all that stuff and do the hands-on. And there's no escaping the hands-on if you want to keep the hobby affordable. And that's what I do at Caveman Radio. I got 3 true FCX. I got a wind band coils for, and they're the size of a Cheerio. So I got to get busy on those. But I got a couple of the, I got 3 Hermes light twos. And I may panhandle my other HF rig and then just build an amplifier with the money. 73 Larry, I'm heading in KB8OOE.
And he does again clear.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees.
KV8OOE mobile.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon,
1200 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees.
IWS, go ahead.
How's it going? Name here's Mike. Running around doing the tail end of my shopping today.
Yeah, okay, Mike. Got a real good day to be out. What part of the state are you in?
We're here in Lapeer County, right in town.
Yeah, okay. I'm in Fenton, so on the Fenton repeater, just sitting here on the computer, I'd listen to some HF, making a few contacts with POTA stations, and heard you put your call out there. What kind of radio are you running?
Trying to get as much done today as possible. I got a couple furnace deals going on, too.
You have to install a furnace in your home, or are you a do you install furnaces?
Just minor repair. I've run some ductwork on this one. The homeowner is pulling permits. I'm not licensed. He's in a wheelchair, so I'm basically his point and yell catch all.
Yeah, real good. Yeah, I think I missed what kind of a radio you're running in your mobile. I know you're close to the Lapeer repeater, so you're full quieting, but still kind of curious.
It's one of those Chinese 20-25 watt, plug them in the lighter kind, disposable rig. I think I give them 60, 70 bucks for it. I mean, it gets by, but it's not my Kenwood, but I don't want to put my Kenwood in something. Unless I'm leaving it there.
Yep, understand. Well, sounds pretty darn good. So, I'm going to get back to what I was doing, but I want to let you know there's somebody out there. You have a good Christmas, and thanks for coming back to my call. It's Kilo Delta 8, IWS, Fenton. Catch you later, Mike. This is Kurt,
7-3. This is Katie and Ollie.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. 29 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. cloudy. 29 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, 29 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, snow. 29 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 1800 hours. 30 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 29 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Kilo Foxtrot, Kate, Charlie Whiskey Alpha. KSA, TWA, this is Kilo, Echo 8, Zulu Tango Papa, can you read? Can you move away from the window, Layla? This is Patrick.
No.
Still on high power. Closer to the mic. I couldn't read that. Say again, please. Air program the AC, it should be on high power on all of them, so that's just 5 watts. So it should be on high power still, even though you change frequencies from the memory. It's cutting out. Please repeat. FACWA, you still there? KFACWA, QSY to 146520. I repeat, 146520.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 28 degrees.
Take DX, Kilo Link.
Good evening, 21 hours. mostly cloudy. 28 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 28 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 28 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.